Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
1-800-330-9999. If your spouse showed up unannounced at work just to surprise you and say hello and see how you were doing, would you think that was awesome or would you think that's odd?
Yeah, I actually just had recently a conversation with somebody who said that they've been working with, you know, at their place for X amount of years and their spouse has never met their coworkers, never at a function, never at any different thing. Like, I think it's odd. At the same time, my wife has been here many times, and if she showed up like as a surprise, I'd be weirded out.
Santa and Raven, why would you be weirded out by that?
My first thought is what's wrong? Why are you down this end of the state? I mean, I'm usually over one area. She's not in this area. It would be completely odd. I don't take like a formal lunch break. So what are you here for? What are we doing?
To say hello. So the whole reason why this comes up is because I surprised my husband at work. I thought it was so romantic because we have really crazy schedules and we're always very, very busy. So I found myself in Westchester, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm here anyway. Let me stop by and say hello, you know? And, like, he didn't know I was in the area. He didn't know what the errands I had to run. He didn't know that I was out there. So I go.
What was your plan? For a meal, though?
I was just going to see what he was doing.
It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So, like, I know that he takes his lunchtime around then. I just thought it would be so sweet that if they were just like, Paul Zapp, Your wife is here to see you.
Right, to take you away, to gallivant you to something wonderful.
So he walks out, and he looks at me. He's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm here to see you.
I'm your wife.
I'm your wife.
I'm your wife.
We've been married 15 years.
That's what I'm here for. Don't you recognize me?
I thought it would be so romantic, and he would be so excited about it. He wasn't. So afterwards, like, he's like, well, I have a meeting in 10 minutes. I go, okay.
I mean, he's headed to one thing or another.
And I was
You're
like,
in the middle of working.
And I've never seen his office. I'm like, can I see your office?
You've never seen his office?
No. He's been at this new job for not very long. Maybe a year.
So it's not like a decade or anything. Right.
No. And I've never met any of his coworkers.
Right.
It's only been there a year, but still, you know.
Right.
So finally, I asked him last night about it, and this is what he had to say.
I feel like you didn't appreciate me stopping by your job the other day.
It's weird. What if I was like in a meeting or something?
But you weren't, and it was like a fun surprise.
But I could have been in a meeting or something, and then it wouldn't have been a fun surprise for you to be sitting in the lobby waiting for me for hours. Why don't you just call me or text me? I mean, you tell me to call you and text you all the time.
Well, because it was a surprise. If I called and told you that I was going to be in the area I was going to stop by, then it wouldn't be a surprise anymore.
Next time, call.
So rude.
I mean,
so rude.
If he was sitting in a meeting, and let's say that you offered to wait. Did you wait? You didn't wait when he had this meeting 10 minutes later, right? You didn't wait.
No.
You left. Okay.
I just wanted to say hi, give him a kiss. Look at where he goes every day for 10 hours a day.
Yeah, no, that's odd.
Get back in my car and go home.
That's odd. I'd feel like you were snooping at that point.
No.
I mean, if you came for lunch, that's one thing. But let's say you're going into a meeting. Now you've got your spouse out there waiting in the lobby. You know at least two people are going to say something about you waiting in said meeting. They're going to be like, we got to hurry this up. Paul's wife is out there. You know, somebody's going to say, it's just odd.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Would you think it's weird if your spouse just showed up at your job? I thought I was being sweet. I guess not. I showed up at my husband's job. I didn't text him. I didn't call him. I just showed up. And I was like, surprise! I'm here to brighten your day.
Yeah, and he was, you know, surprisingly in the middle of work.
Right.
You know, because that's what he was doing there. Well, and you didn't give him any warning. He couldn't move things around.
Well, he was just like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I just came to see you. Like, it's not like he works close by. So the fact that I was in the vicinity of where he was, I thought I was being so sweet. And he didn't think it was sweet at all.
I think that it would be awesome if you showed up and told us we just won the lottery, or you won $1 million on a scratch ticket, or you had Steve Harvey with you. That would be awesome. Now, that's a surprise.
You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Would you think it was odd if your spouse just showed up to surprise you at work? Erin wrote on our Facebook page, I work at a grocery store, so it's not weird. My coworkers find it sweet. You think it's a difference if you work in a place where it's like retail and there's a lot of people coming in and out versus like he works in an office building. He has an office.
Yes, I think that there's a definite difference, especially when it's a public thing where you have access to those people there at the job. On the other hand, I'm just going to say it out loud. If you work at the grocery store, I'm never running to the store for groceries again in my life. You're bringing it all home with you.
Oh, I would always go. I would always go stop by to say hello and see what they're up to.
Oh, yeah, you're the sweetest.
All right, we're going to get to your calls coming up next with Anna and Raven.
I surprised my husband at work. I thought it would be really sweet. I thought he would be excited. I've never done that before. And this was his reaction.
It's weird. What if I was like in a meeting or something?
But you weren't. And it was like a fun surprise.
Next time, call.
Boo!
I mean, he didn't sound like he was thrilled.
No, he wasn't.
Not the voice of surprise.
No.
He's not at a birthday party or something like that. He could be more festive. He was probably just, you know, consumed with work. He's in the middle of things.
That's Anna and Raven. I thought it was nice to, you know, we don't live or work in the area of his job. So the fact that I was in the area, I thought like I'd just stop by and surprise him.
Did you bring the kids too? Or was it just you?
Just me.
Just you.
Yeah. No, he wasn't excited about it.
Yeah.
Not even a little.
I mean, he couldn't go to lunch. He had already gone. He had a meeting in 10 minutes. What did you expect? He'd come out, high five you, make out with you in the lobby, and send you on your way.
No,
bye.
I wanted to see his office. I wanted to see where he goes every day for 10 hours.
Did you see his office?
Yeah.
Did you see the drawer where he puts his stapler?
I mean,
did he show you those things? He opened it up. He goes, here's my stapler. Here's my post-it notes. Thanks for the visit.
I don't understand why everyone's so mad. I was just trying to do something nice.
I'm not mad, and I wouldn't be mad for him. I'm just saying it would be painfully awkward, I think.
1-800-330-9999. Do you think it's strange to show up at your spouse's job just to surprise them? Anna and Raven?
Nice. Unexpected, but nice.
My husband wasn't even happy about it. He was just like, what are you doing here?
Right. I'd immediately assume that there's an emergency. Somebody's bleeding somewhere.
Hi. It's Anna and Raven. You think it's strange if your spouse just shows up to work unexpected?
Oh, definitely. If my husband showed up at my job, I would think someone either died or he's cheating on me.
Cheating on you? Right, why would he show up? I know why.
Why?
This happened to me in high school.
What?
So I was dating this guy, right? He was one of my first boyfriends. And he came to my cheerleading practice. And I was like, why is he at cheerleading practice? And he pulled me aside. And he told me that he had kissed another girl. So it's the guilt had gotten to him.
What?
Yeah. He had gotten to the point where the guilt was so much that he couldn't wait another moment. So if your husband shows up, maybe he thinks that's what's happening?
I was going the other way, that maybe he was cheating with somebody on the cheerleading squad, another cheerleader.
But no, I guess, it was a girl from another school. She went to a different school. Yeah.
Well, either way, someone either died, but someone's going to die if he cheated. So.
Right.
I was okay with it in high school, though. I was like, all right, I guess we break up now.
See you later. But now my options are open. Anna and Raven, would it be weird if your significant other showed up at your job unannounced?
I would probably think it was a little stalkerish. It would depend on the situation.
Stalkerish?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
What's the threshold for non-stalkerish situations? I mean, obviously you've married this person, so I mean, if you're stalking them, you are doing the best job ever. It's total absorption.
Yes, I am trying to do the best job ever. I actually have a friend whose boyfriend showed up when we were out a couple of times with flowers for her at a bar restaurant and kind of saying that they had a fight and this and that. But I thought that was pretty stalkerish.
Yeah, no, I would agree. That is stalkerish. She's still with that person?
She is. And he's a total control freak.
Yep. Well, there you go.
Well, I'm not a control freak, though. I mean, I would never show up if he was out to dinner with friends.
Yeah.
It's his job. He goes there every day.
I mean, more than once, too. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Red flag.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think it's weird if you just show up at your spouse's job to say hi?
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely. I work in another state from myself. So for him to show up there, it would be like, okay, what are you really doing here? And if I went to his work, he's like in his own zone during the workday. It would be totally weird for him. I would be like, so out of place there.
Am I a hopeless romantic? You think that they're going to go and entertain you or something like that, but they have a lot of stuff going on, and you're not front of mind at that time of day.
Am I like a hopeless romantic? Because
wait a minute. You've been together 13 years. Now you're a hopeless romantic. You showed up one day for lunch.
Been a lot more than 13 years. It's been my whole life. But let's be honest. If he showed up here at like noon and was like, "Hey, do you want to go out to lunch?" and he was just standing there, I would be so excited. Yeah. I'd be like, let's go.
And then you wouldn't be out of work for another 2.5 hours after that. And so he would just sit here and it would be awkward.
It's romantic. I think for a woman, if he shows up at lunch, that's romantic. I think for us showing up at their work, you're not in that romantic zone.
Oh,
it's creepy.
It's a double standard I don't like.
Yeah. Paul, just sit there in the corner of the studio for the next 2.5 hours while I finish up this other work. This isn't weird, right?
I would think it's so exciting that you would want to see what we do every day, you know?
He knows, and he's not thrilled.
It's incredible how divided people are about this. I showed up at my husband's job, and I surprised him. I didn't think it was a big deal. I was like, hey, I'm here. I've never been to his office before. I didn't call to tell him. I just went, and right. I thought it was romantic. He didn't think it was romantic. He said that it was creepy and strange and that I should always call or text.
Well, he had a meeting in 10 minutes from then. He couldn't move around everything to deal with you. And then, of course, what does he do? He gives you a kiss, says hello for 2 minutes, then he's going to send you back on your way.
Yeah, but
like,
I was
then
in the
area. Probably feels like you're disappointed. Now his mind is on you instead of work. He's doing important work,
Anna Depp. Ridiculous. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Do you think it's strange you just show up at your spouse's job to say hello? I'm looking at our text line. Anna, no, it's not weird at all. If you stopping at your husband's work. I would stop by my husband's work all the time randomly, and he would love it. I would bring him a cup of coffee along those lines, and your husband's being a jerk for thinking that it was weird.
Did you bring him any food? Did you bring him a sandwich? Did you bring him a bag of Fritos or something like that?
I brought myself. My smile. My winning personality.
He's going to see that 3 hours later. That's all I'm saying.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. I can't believe how divided people are on this. We're going to get your calls next with Anna and Raven. I thought I was being romantic. I guess not. It's Anna and Raven. Do you think it's strange if your spouse just shows up unexpected to your job to surprise you out of love? Because that's what I did to my husband.
You're doing a lot of prefixing right here, a lot of disclaimers, putting yourself out there with the weird, with the good vibe.
Yeah.
It was weird. He had a meeting 10 minutes later.
Yeah, this is what he said after I had left.
It's weird. What if I was like in a meeting or something?
Mm. But you weren't, and it was like a fun surprise.
Next time, call.
You didn't even bring him a sandwich.
1-800-330-9999. Is it strange if you just surprised your spouse at work to say you love them?
No, not at all. I think it's a wonderful gesture, and unless I had something to hide, I don't find anything wrong with it at all.
I agree, 100%.
Okay, so what did Paul have to hide then?
I agree, 100%.
That he had a meeting?
No.
I mean, he had a meeting.
Well, how would she know he had a meeting, and I just thought she was doing something very romantic just to surprise him to show up, and he should have said, oh, honey, what a wonderful thing, but.
Right.
Here's the thing. She would have known he had a meeting had she asked him.
If she texts first, but then that wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
Exactly.
If I'm having a surprise party for you and say, hey, by the way, I'm having a party, that would take the whole surprise out of the whole thing.
Yes, correct. But that's why they don't plan surprise parties during the workday, ma'am.
Yeah,
that's why.
but maybe that's why they don't tell you about the surprise party.
Right. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Anna and Raven, you think it's weird if your spouse just showed up and surprised you at your work?
No, I don't. I mean, I get that it might be a surprise, but my point would be that, okay, I would love it if my husband would do that and vice versa. It's just if it's not, it is a surprise, maybe it shouldn't be a surprise. You should do it more often. So it's not like, oh, my God, what are you doing here? Just say, hey, how are you? It's so good to see. You know what I'm saying? It should be something not necessarily mundane, but, you know, not out of the ordinary for you to go visit your husband or your wife at work.
That's what I'm going to do. You know? I'm going to start going three times a week to his job.
Right.
Unannounced. Right. And I'm just going to show up.
That's definitely great advice. Thank you.
At least.
Anna and Raven, do you think it's strange to show up at your spouse's job unannounced just to say hi?
Oh, no, absolutely. I would love that. And they need more people, you know, these days to be old school like that. I would instantly start tongue kissing you, bring you right into the bathroom right. Or my office immediately.
I don't want that. Thank you. Show her the office bathroom, right?
Just show it to her. And then you'd show her your office.
Minimum.
You show her where the TP is. And thank you.
Oh.
I don't want to be tongue kissed at work. I can't.
Oh, so now you got to roll it back?
Oh. You think it's weird if your spouse just shows up to work and says hello?
No, I wouldn't mind it at all. In fact, I would embrace it.
See?
Would you embrace it as strongly as the last gentleman on the phone? That's really the question.
Divided audience this morning. If you just show up to surprise your spouse at work, is that awesome or is it creepy? Because my husband certainly didn't think it was awesome, that's for sure. 1-800-330-9999. We'll get to your calls and texts. Coming up next with Anna and Raven. Our text line, 1-800-330-9999. The number one reason why people think it was strange that I showed up unannounced at my husband's work just to say, hi, I love you, I'm here, I came to see you.
Right.
Was that because I didn't bring a sandwich or coffee?
I mean, you brought him nothing, no gifts whatsoever.
It was a last minute idea.
But you need an icebreaker. You haven't met anybody in the office before. You just walk in and it's like, Mr. Zapp, your wife is here out front. I know you're in the middle of meeting with a CFO or somebody right at this moment, but... She's here. She didn't even bring you any potato salad.
Our audience has been completely divided this morning about whether or not it's strange just to show up at your spouse's work. I didn't think it was a big deal. I go, I've never seen his new office. Let me go say hello. I'm in the area. I'm not normally in the area. Turns out he thought it was very strange. 1-800-330-9999. Is it weird if your spouse just shows up and surprises you at work? Sienna and Raven.
No.
Right.
It isn't. And I used to do it. I even did it to my brother.
Get out of here, sister.
No, you go past their job and you're like, oh, let me see how they're doing. You know, like, it's just something nice. Yeah.
Does it make a difference what kind of job they're doing, though? Like, we're discussing this. If you're out, like, on a construction site or if you have a public job, that's one thing. But if you're in an office, did your brother work in an office building?
Yeah, he worked in an office building. And I was like, I knew what floor, so I just hit it. And then you go in and he was like, hey, what are you doing here? And I was like, I was just in the area. And he was like, oh, cool.
You would have walked in and I would have thought one of our parents was in the hospital.
No.
I'm serious.
Oh.
If my
well,
sister
that's why he said
right
he
now.
Asked what I was doing there. He was like, what are you doing here?
Right.
And I was like, I just was in the area. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, it changed once he realized, okay, everything's okay.
I'd be like, right. Are you sure nobody's in the hospital? You know what? Let's call mom and dad while you're here and just make sure that we know nobody's in the hospital.
Anna and Raven, you think it's weird if your spouse just shows up to surprise you at work?
Absolutely not. Number one, you're adorable, perky. You bring energy and a positivity wherever you go.
That's what I've always said about myself.
What? Yeah. This woman is just hearing you in 3-minute clips every morning. What? Live with her, all right? Then you'll see how you feel.
Raven, be quiet. Keep doing it. You're awesome.
I'm adorable.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You think it's strange that the show up at her job and just say hi?
No, actually, I miss those days. My husband used to make a habit of showing up all the time because we work for the same school district. So whenever he was in my building, he would pop into my classroom, and it really made my day.
Oh,
this sounds like wasted time to me. All right, what were you doing? You were on the clock, sir.
Oh.
And where is your hall pass?
Anna and Raven, you think it's weird to just show up at your spouse's job to surprise them?
No, my wife and I do it to each other all the time. My wife used to work at a nursing home, and on New Year's Eve, we had three boys, 6, 4, and 3. And I call her up at 10 o'clock, say, what are you doing? She goes, everybody's sleeping, so I'm just trying to keep calm. So I packed them up in the car. I drove them to her job, and 11:50, I walked into her building with the kids, and we did Happy New Year's and everything. She was like, oh, this is so sweet.
This is so sweet. That is so romantic. See, that is romance. That's when you love your spouse, that's what you do. You surprise them. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Is it weird to surprise your spouse at work?
No, I think it's very romantic. He's a manager at a restaurant, and when we first started dating 16 years ago, I went in and surprised him, and he thought it was great that I came by, said hello. I stayed for about 10 minutes, and then I left.
Hey, but he's the boss. See, your man is the boss, all right? And now you are covered. If you were back there hanging out in the dishwasher area, that would be awkward.
Could be.